I think the agenda is going to be, we're going to wrap up Lishma today, and then we'll do like a week or so of Chazar Shirim, and then we'll do Bechinas before Pesach. Good plan. You guys want Bechinas after Pesach or before Pesach?
Before
Pesach. Do you want after? Ned, I'll give you a Bechina after if you want.
Okay.
You accepted that too quickly. So let's just pick up for a moment on page 18. I want us to focus on the nature of Lishma and Neget. Let's go back to the discussion about the capacity to be Mevatel a get after it's written. So we already saw this formulation in the Ramban. Everybody remember the Ramban and Gittin Lama Bez and Bez? So the other Rishonim are weighing in on this also. There are two girsos in the Gemara about when the husband is Mevatel the get, is the idea that can he reuse the get? Is that get kosher to be used for divorce again? The Rishonim understand this to depend on a major debate about whether a get is it intrinsically nullifiable? Is there any action that the husband can undertake to destroy the validity of a get once it's already been created? So what's the paradigmatic case of where it cannot be, of something that once created can't be destroyed, that the Rishonim all appeal to? Yeah, the Sefer Torah. They all say if the Sefer Torah is already written, there's nothing the Sofer could do to rescind the kashrus of the Sefer. Once it's created, it's out of his hands. So you can see the Ramban here quotes the view that a get can be nullified. Mashma shim amar beferish hari a get atzma batel olachar shehechziro shliach liyad amar yeheke chareshehu batel. So he cites Rabbeinu Chananel as thinking that you could nullify the get. The Ramban doesn't like it. So let's get a volunteer to read the Ramban. Benny, you have the Ramban there?
Yeah.
So why don't you just read it up? Loma Stavrali.
Loma Stavrali Mishum, Nagabe, get Gufe, Loshaya, Beetle. Shekeba, Shenechta, Venechta, Lishma, Inke,
Al-Korkov,
Tashia, who will be dirigible.
So once the get is written and signed, Lishma, it's got to be kosher. Right? Once it has the ingredients, it's totally valid. Lamaze Dome. So he gives the analogy to the Sefer Torah. I think Tosos has this analogy to the Sefer Torah before the Ramban had it. But the idea is that the status is already created. The book is created. It can't be uncreated. Inami, what's his other? So the Ramban has two analogies. Which one do you think is more apt? Is analogy to Kesef Kedushin? So if you say, here's money for Kedushin, then you say, just joking, this is not money for Kedushin. You haven't changed the status of a coin. The coin is still legal tender. So, of course, it's kosher for Kedushin a second time. Same for a get. That's Ramban's second analogy. His first analogy is to a Sefer Torah. So what do you make of the double analogy? And what do you make of the ruling itself? Ned, is that a hand?
Yeah.
Yeah, do you think it's a difference in the analogies? Or?
Yeah, in the Sefer Torah, I think it's not a problem.
The Sefer Torah has a Lishma components. Okay.
And attribution would say that, you know, broader society recognizes that this thing is legal tender, and therefore it makes sense that this status of the object doesn't change over time. But you might have thought that since you could affect the Lishma by being the Mavatel, so there, you kind of reinstitute the Lishma.
And Kamash Milan.
Kamash Milan. You can't revoke it and reinstitute it. You can't revoke it.
Good. So let's take the analogy of the Sefer Torah, for example. So what's the Ramban doing there? So he's saying, hey, there's a special ingredient of Lishma. Again, there's a special ingredient of Lishma in a Sefer Torah. You see from the Torah example that once the Lishma is put in, it can't be taken out. Same for a get. Correct? So maybe there is a special ingredient that powers the get. But the ingredient, once put in, can't be taken out. Got the idea, Ned, in that example? Okay. So Lishma is a big deal, just like let's say Lishma and Stam. But the Lishma, to borrow the phrase maybe that Romy used, it's not a live idea. Like the Lishma, once it's put into the Sefer, you can't affect it anymore. You supplied it, and now it has a life of its own, right? I tell you this, I read one time this interview with Charles Dickens, and like he talks about finishing writing David Copperfield. Anybody read David Copperfield?
Like,
come on. It's too long. Ethan Northman read it.
Yeah, it was a while ago, though.
It was a while ago. Yeah, there you go. Doesn't count.
I don't know if I read it.
And he talks about, like, the hardest thing about finishing the book is that he felt that he lost, like, the character was alive. Like, you know, it was like a character was in progress. And then, like, once the book was written, like, it's no longer in his hands. Like, it's like the character has its own life. And there's a sense here about the get too, that once the get is written, it takes on its own. There's nothing that Dickens could do to change Copperfield once the book is published. So once the get is written, the lishma's there. It's this thing that could effectuate a divorce, and you can't pull the plug or alter the validity. Just like a sefer Torah, it bears no connection to the sofer once it's out of his hands. All right. Now, the analogy to Kesef Kedushin gets you the same din, but the analogy, it suggests something different.
It'd be opposite.
That what?
There's like the first claim is that there's Lishma, there's something like the Sefer Torah. You can't change it at all. Kesef Kedushin is like, there's nothing there in the first place.
Exactly. Kesef Kedushin seems to be like, there's nothing, like the get is literally just like something you got to write down. What? It's almost like Chasa B'Yam. Maybe there's some rules about how to commit it to writing, blah, blah, blah. But the reason why it's not buckelable, it's not nullifiable, is because there's nothing special about it to nullify. Right? It's just like Kesef Kedushin, nothing special about Kesef. And it's something that you use to effectuate a Kedushin. So to, again, like, don't make a big fuss about the ingredients. The ingredients are just there to commit the process to writing. And then once it's in writing, you could use it. So I think what you get in the Ramban here, even though doctrinally, as a matter of law, both analogies get you to the same result, which is once created, the get can't be destroyed. They suggest two different conceptualizations of what the get contains. In one example, it's just like an object like Kesef Kedushin, a thing in writing that's like Hariyad Megurashas Mimeni. Maybe there's some strictures about how to commit it to writing, lishma, etc. But the first analogy that Sefer Torah says, no, there is something special. There's this live ingredient in the get, but once put into the get, it's totally separate from the Balam Garish. Okay? Everyone's good with that in the Ramban? Now, the Rishonim who disagree with the Ramban, so for example, we saw actually the Ran, but the Rav said this, and his shirim, they seem to suggest that if you hold that a get could be nullified, like that Shita Rina Chanana that the Ramban rejects. So the reason why you can nullify it is because the lishma is a live ingredient. Now there are a few different ways of formulating this notion. So Benny, you have you see the Shira Rav that I'm highlighting on page 19?
Yeah.
Odnir Levayer.
Onir Levayer, Shinyan Bitul Aget, Bitul Hechsher Halishma Shel Aget. Shkvar Biyar Shcher Halishma Shel Aget, Utsiruf Tiva Aget Letinatot. Barek Shabal Omer Shumavatel Aget, Umachlit Shelo Garesh Beget Zeleoma. Ubezem Mervatel Kol Sherut Letsiruf, Ben Tiva Aget Letinatot.
Yeah, so what's he saying here? He's saying something like, I don't love this formulation, but he is saying that the husband can be mevatel the lishma in the get, right? Like bitul hechsher halishma shel aget. I don't know why he has this clause about that lishma is tziruf ksivas aget lenasinaso. Anybody know what he means by that? Yoni?
only way to get lishma is that this get that you wrote when you're doing.
Yeah, I think he means that he wants to use this get to divorce his wife. I mean, lishma is tied up with the ratzon legarish. So it's not just that you're writing a get, but that you're writing this get for the purpose of divorcing your wife to give to her to effectuate the divorce. I think the Rav just puts it in overly fanciful terms here, or at least whoever's writing this puts this in overly fanciful terms. But the point is that the lishma is an ingredient that could be pulled from the get. So even though the husband already commanded the sofer and the sofer already wrote it, the get is only valid insofar as it's an accurate manifestation and, or better yet, it's an accurate representation of his ongoing mental desire to divorce her. That's what keeps the lishma in the get. Is that plausible? You think that's what's going on here? And so the husband could always pull the lishma from it. Romy, is that a hand? Yoni?
It's a little confusing because now we're meaning he's taking away his bracha of being the garish.
Correct.
The get was still with the lishma.
So the answer is okay.
I mean, we had that discussion a week or two.
The get was written lishma, but it's not. But it no longer is lishma. It was written lishma. But that's not enough. The get has to continue to be l'shem gerushin. All the get is a representation of the das habal. Once he commands it l'shma, we could presumptively say that it continues to represent his das, his intention. But if he says that I no longer want to get divorced and the get is batel, then he could extinguish that feature of the get.
That's what I'm confused about. We had this conversation 2 weeks ago, whether the Gerishin had to be Lishma or the Get.
Yep.
And the Get was always written Lishma, and then he decided, no, I don't want to get divorced. But at the time of writing Lishma, so why can't I use that Get again?
Because the Get, on this view, is intricately tied to the Gerishin.
Okay.
That's what it is. It's a representation of the husband's Das Ligarish, Rots on Ligarish. It's a much more expansive notion of what Lishma is.
It's also interesting that the way that the Rav phrased it, that he's being with Batel, but Lishma, not being with Batel again.
Well, right, but so there's. That's the point. A necessary condition of the get being valid is that it's Lishma.
Okay.
It loses its Lishma, even though you're way after the Tzivui declaration of writing it. That's the whole point of the lishma being a live ingredient, right, Romy? Isn't that the whole point of being a live ingredient, Josh?
Yeah, no, I think this goes very well with saying like a Ramban here, he says like once it's in it, it's good. That's like very document based. Like,
yeah, you created this thing properly.
Yeah, versus like you know, just in the process. Yeah,
right. But the chiddush is that you're saying that not just you terminated the process, but this get can never be used again.
Yeah.
Because by saying that I no longer want to get divorced, like you've interrupted the validity, you've destroyed the ongoing live ingredient in this gap.
Yeah.
Right?
Which has to be right back. I mean, it's serial from people that have been it has to be right back there. Can't just be, oh, I wrote it a month ago, lishma, then decide not to, and then gave it.
Right. The moment you decide, it's interesting, the moment you decide not to, arguably that would destroy the gap.
Right. It's serial. The whole process.
And the Gemara, it's a little stronger. You say, I'm about to the gap. Right. You might say the get is strong enough to survive the husband, like his fickle mindset. Like if he's going back and forth, let's say he says, write a get for my wife. And then he kind of goes back and forth about whether he's going to execute the decision. So you might say the get's still fine, so long as he didn't explicitly be mevatel it and rescind the lishma. Or a get yashan scenario where there's yichud of the couple before the get is given. That would also be maybe involved with Das Gerishin. Okay. Ready to hand you? For me?
I'm just wondering if, like, the right way to say it here, for like the Tadu the Rav, let's say, is less intertwined with the actual get. Meaning it's not about writing the get, the shema, so the get is the shema. Or it's like writing the get with lishma, meaning like that the act of writing is lishma. So then when you're and then
sounds like you're saying something very Lundish, but
sounds like intellectual gymnastics.
Yeah.
Well, no, because I think you run into a problem where if it's really,
I have no idea what you said. So
if you want to go in the direction of saying the get is like capturing Dasa Bal, so it's weird to then talk about like the physical get being ruined.
The get it, why not, so it's not about capturing. It's not like at a moment that, yeah, when he commanded the sofer, he had das legarish. The point is the get is a representation of his ongoing das.
I have to,
you see the difference between those?
Yeah, that's a difference.
But then the moment you lose the correspondence between his the get and the das abal, the get becomes bato. It's true that the only way you could launch that representation correspondence is by an initial tzivui, write this get so I can divorce my wife.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Remind me to talk about the yesterday's din Torah. Okay. It's a good Simon Kufna Dalek question.
How are you ruining the get by retracting the dot? That's how it's retracting the lishma or whatever. That seems like a strange thing to be able to do.
Why? The get.
According to the idea that at the end of the day, it's physical document. You're not ruining physical document. And to say that there's like just a magical link between my brain and the document that I wrote, such that if I change my mind, the document dies.
Let me give a bad analogy. So some people used to say the Rambam wrote this in Perushim Mishnayis. But we know he was chozer in Mishneh Torah. Like maybe Zechariah's example with the Vedein Davali Chiminoi. That, what would you say in a case like that? What's the Rambam's view?
I mean, the prophet changed his mind.
Changed his mind. So does that make what he says in Mishneh Torah less significant?
In Mishneh Torah, it's not
question. It's a nice. Make what he said less significant. He changed his mind. He was closer.
Yeah, yes.
It does?
Well, not if you don't get that.
Why not say? My father used to say, like, I forget who I thought my father was. Kind of used to say, like, what do you mean? The Ram Perish Mishnah is also a Rishon. why does the fact that he changed his mind.
He was younger than you.
Well, okay, so sometimes you have better thoughts when they're younger than when they're older.
What's the
nimshal? Yeah. So the mashal is saying like there are different intuitions here. One is saying, let's say somebody wrote something, but you knew that like, they no longer think that.
Yeah, but you just
One second. So the point is that
he's born in mashal.
What you said supports my claim. What I said supports your claim.
Right.
Right? That's why I was giving that as an illustration because, yes, there isn't. Well, what I said supports what you said, but what you said supports what I said because.
I'm getting the word, I'm getting
because.
You said it's less going.
But you're trying to figure out, like, if the get. What do you mean the get is significant only if it continues to represent the Ratzon HaBaal? Right? So I'm giving an example where like you think the Rambam's position is only significant, his stated position is only significant insofar as it actually represents what he thought. And you might say like if the Rambam ceased to believe what he wrote, it's like less significant.
Okay, so now
like let's say I told you the Rambam was chozer from Yud Gimel Yikaren.
No, so I'm saying, yeah, I don't know. I don't think
it's perfect. Well, let's say the Rambam, like let's say he realized at the end of his life they're only 10. Right?
I think
Yitzi Tanner believes something. No, I don't know. Didn't he say something like
it's not
long story. Ask Yitzi about it. No, ask Yitzi about it. Let's say the Rambam ceased to endorse the last three Yikaren. So, like, would you, like, you would think, like, do the Yikaren only mean something to you insofar as they represent the Rambam's Das? Or is, like, no, he thought it at one point when he was writing in Perushim Mishnayos on Chilek. Okay, he thought that.
Was part of that I think is not good enough. And then say that.
So, my point is that I think many people have the intuition that if the Rambam changed his mind, then like you, the Yud Gimel Yikaron, them like the stuff that's written in Perashat Mishnayos is less significant.
You're trying to tell me, you're trying to explain to the other division after you've been, after you're saying,
Yeah, my view.
Which is that,
it corresponds, like the significance of the written get is that it corresponds to the Das HaBaal.
Right.
And as opposed to the view, you're having trouble.
You could suggest that I don't think I can say what you're saying. Meaning, because the language here is suggesting that there's something wrong with, or the way we're talking about it, that there's something wrong with the actual get. And so the reason that's why the Rambam analogy is bad, because no one would say that the document of Perashat Mishnayos is problematic. You just say, change his mind. Okay, so now you can explain to me what's going on with the, like, why are we using the language of document? That's why I think that's what I'm saying is a mistake. Even in the case of Perashat Mishnayos, you're not saying it's a flaw in the document, you're just saying change his mind. Okay, so here we're saying change his mind. So don't talk about, why are we talking about it in terms of the get as an object being like dead now? It's not dead now. It's just meaning it's a document. It exists. Okay, so now we know. Not, that, that's the point I'm trying to make.
Right, you're reading too much into the muscle.
No. I want to make you get it. I have the point I'm going to get to, which is that you had the point that you need to get this guy.
So I guess to think of it this way, you could only... Well, I think what's throwing us off in the mashal is that you view the work, which is my view about the Perashat Mishnayos, that he's also reshown, right? That you view the work as being self-contained, right? It's like in the first edition, he thought this way. In the second edition, like you just see the works as final products. But then you can just imagine a written thing where it's in the nature of the written thing that it's only significant insofar as it reflects the rot zone of the correct person who committed it to write. It's like a memo. I don't know what to write.
But that's the point that I'm trying to make. I mean, why they need to say that? It's not that there's nothing wrong with the get. It's just that the get is actually now important here. Meaning the get is important because he expresses the lishma by Yom
HaKippur. This is my response to Yoni. Meaning Yoni saying, this is what Yoni was saying, which is why not just talk in terms of Gershon? Why talk about the taps that shall get? But the answer is that the Gemara itself is talking about the Chafter Shel Get when it talks about it from Mevatel the Get. This Get can no longer be used. We're talking about the validity of the document that was created. That's the Chiddush. The Chiddush is that the Get, the nature of a Get, is not just like, oh, I published Perashat Mishnayos, now I'm publishing Yad HaChazaka, now I'm publishing Mor Nebuchim.
Right.
The nature of the Get is that it's supposed to be representation of my current active live das.
I agree, except the point is that in when the Gemara talks about you undoing the get or destroying the get,
yeah,
it's not because the document is like, you know, now like has something wrong with it. It's just that now we have it stated that's not the accurate weapon to das. Nothing right wrong with the object. That's all I'm trying to say.
Okay. But it can never be reused on this view.
Yeah, because you need to create an object.
It's stale or something. Yeah. Right. You can put it that way. I don't mind if you put it that way. But the point is that like it's stale das, right? It's...
But there's no, really one thing is that there's nothing at all wrong with the object. What happens is just that you...
Well, there's something wrong. And if it doesn't have lishma, then let's put it this way. It's not a kosher get if it doesn't have lishma.
Yeah, it's
The way I think of it is that lishma is an ingredient. Lishma has to be live. And if the lishma is no longer alive, then the get is dead, right? It doesn't have this ingredient, so it's puzzle. That's the real chiddush here. Ezra, like it?
I agree. You don't understand why it's difficult to say that there's the document like breaks down because I did something 100 feet away.
It's lacking lishma. I could see somebody saying that.
He's comfortable. I think everyone's. Okay. But I mean, they're not the wrong teeth anymore. That's a great analogy. It's not the wrong teeth.
So. He's never get excited about the wrong. Anyway, so go ahead, Zach.
like this this get is not the shita sabah anymore.
I agree, but incorrect is if there's something now wrong with the get.
The not
committed was around you to read
that. You can't. Right, on the G, you can't. But Romy wants them to say that you can't use it.
But you could. If you're taking so long in terms of watching,
because you can't newly create it with all the things that have been created. The reason the document is good is because you created it and it now expresses the intent is specifically you made. Now you've made a decision that doesn't no longer reflect that. So therefore, it's not the most up-to-date version. It's not as,
right,
whatever. It's not as cheap anymore.
Right.
Never falls apart.
It's not the sheet as a bow.
That's right. So what I'm trying to say, and maybe you guys can think of it together, is just that it's a hard sell for me to suggest that there's something that physically or something like that goes wrong with the actual document. As opposed to just, now it's not the most up-to-date version of what we thought of opening of what it's been.
But the document is only valid insofar as it corresponds to his, yeah, it's his view.
Which is what Romeo was saying, that the document and his dots are like,
the bath has to be approved.
That, like, right. Not because they're linked like Bluetooth, and now the thing falls apart, and I don't have it. Just that the reason it's linked to my thing is because it's the most up-to-date version of the Shikha Tom Hawk.
Well, you just have to... I think you just have to massage it to say that the concept of a get is not just written instructions to divorce, but that it's a current, it's the Shita Sabalik art, right? Well, I'm saying once you say that, then you can easily understand why when you pull that, like why when the husband changes his mind, he destroys the get along with it.
You just mean that the get is no longer valid. It's no longer valid for you because
it's not lishma. It's missing lishma.
It doesn't reflect what you think. Of.
Right.
But nothing goes. Nothing happens in the document.
What does that mean?
What are you reading? What are you? It's like lichashach nesena agarshena. Something happening to the document there. Like it's just an invalid get because it's lacking lishma. Missing an ingredient.
Okay,
it's like a real sin. It's like a real sin. It's like a real sin's matzahs. Flour, water, and lishma.
Who?
So you would sit at that shir and say, like, when you talk about lishma, like, there's no real ingredient. Nothing's happening when you put the lishma in. That's what you would say?
Yeah.
That's what you would say?
What would you say?
Well,
what would you say?
I don't know. There's three ingredients. There's
that's right. That's, yeah, that's good.
That's not a kash on this mahalach. That's a kash on the shema in general.
No.
You want to like look at the get and see where's the lishma? Like you're gonna X-ray it and you want to find it. It's a non-physical property. But that's true whether you say that it's live or not live. I mean, lishma is always a non-physical property. The question is whether it's a one-time supply it when it's being cooked, and then it's in there forever, or is it like supposed to correspond? Use the Bluetooth analogy, whatever it is, and then. But either way, you're not gonna find the lishma molecules.
I guess the only point is that I think that a stronger population of it accounts for that fact. As opposed to like the get is destroyed, the get is wrong, the get is problematic. Nothing wrong with the get. The get just is no.
Well, a regular get that's lacking lishma. A regular get that's lacking lishma. Something wrong with that get?
Huh?
A get that's missing lishma. Sefer Torah that's missing lishma. Something wrong with that? Yeah, it's defective. It's not a Sefer Torah.
And that's what I mean. It's like that. If I wrote it with lishma, if I wrote it with all the things you need to write with, nagging tell me that it's now defective. Not defective.
It's defective.
Yeah. It's defective. It's defective. That's something I'm just, and they use it as a divorce. That's why it's defective. It's invalid for use. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
I don't care. You took a cipher and
it's missing, right?
You took a cipher and you shot the lishma molecules. I'm missing the lishma molecules.
Yeah, that's
right.
It's the fact
that. Ezra, you'll work on Romy after Shir. You'll.
I don't know. I need something.
We have to.
Sounds like a migrant. That's.
No, it's not.
You're looking for.
Well, mine was actually fair.
All right. That's
the. All right. What's the legal procedure when the president's not functioning normally? So then All right, let's look at page 22. I want to continue in this analysis. Look at Tosfos Gittin Lamed Beis Amud Beis. So Tosfos Gittin is commenting on the same sugya about whether you could reuse a get that the husband nullified. So let's get a volunteer to read Tosfos Lamed Beis. Benji.
Oh,
I saw Benji yesterday and he's slumming around in Gluck. Yeah. And I was like, Benji, how's vacation? Looked at me like it was matter, outer space. Right? I said vacation from Shear. And like, oh yeah. All right, go on. Okay, so you know, if you know the background in Kedushin and one Girtz in this Gemara, there's a whole thing about Dibor Mevatel Dibor and Dibor Mevatel Maisa and Maisa Mevatel Maisa. Like when you read the Gemara, it almost sounds like Cartesian mechanics, right? Just like, you know, like one thing is stronger than the next thing, and like one block could push away the other block. So like a Maisa could push away a Dibor could push away a Machshava. So Tosfos is trying to figure out how do you apply those rules to this case. So Ksivas Get Lishma, what does he say? That is.
That's
Maisa. Dim Kasav Adam.
Sefer Torah Lishma, any Gelko Lachsa Vata. Because just like writing Sefer Torah, it's a Maisa, so you can't be
Vata. Yeah, so how in the world could you go ahead and be Vata Leget with just the Dibor? Kamar Maisa. Yeah. So what's Tosfos saying here? He's saying something very suggestive. He wants to say, I think that the Ksiva Sefer Torah is Lishma is like a Maisa. That's why you can't be mevatel. So this is like the mechanics, right? You need a dibor can undo a maisa. It's like, then that should be true for a get. Writing a get lishma is maisa. Happy to be mevatel with dibor. So what's his answer? Kol zman shelo hagiya get liyada isha lo chashiv gemar maisa.
Maisa only finishes, only covers.
Yeah, so here I think you have an important conceptual move that massages the worry that why you guys are all laughing.
It's a weird word.
That's a great
you never heard that phrase? It's like something science needs to be smoothed out. Cool, he talks about that.
Throwing those and you always want the phrase to my mind. Each of Mars mind or to my mind.
Oh, really? I think he's trying to address this point that Romy and Yoni are raising, which is the Chepsa Shel Get versus the process of Gerushin. And my response is like, well, look, under some of these views, they kind of merge into the same thing, right? Like in the Lishma example, that the validity of the Get is somehow tied to the husband's desire to complete the process of Gerushin to get divorced. I think one way of reading Tosfos is that he's making that claim. He's saying that the get itself is not considered complete until the process of gerushin is considered complete. So the habamina here is to say, what do you mean the ksivas get lishma is a maisa, just like the ksivas sefer Torah is considered a maisa. And he's saying, but then how could he mevatel it? And his answer is, actually, maybe it's disanalogous to the Sefer Torah because the Ksiva Saget is not complete until when? Until the Nesina. Kol zman shelo hagiya liyada isha lo chashiv gemar maisa. What?
The Rav was saying
this. Well, the Rav was conceptualized in terms of Lishma.
Not just in terms of the get going through.
Correct. The Rav was just saying, hey, you could pull the Lishma from the get. That's what the Rav was saying. Tosfos is worried, just by this Cartesian mechanics problem, which is how could a dibor be mevatel a maisa, which the Gemara seems to endorse in a few places, right? And his answer is that hey, ksivas haget is not a maisa on its own without the nesina. Meaning, so I think that's a really important statement with respect to the get itself not being viewed as a closed object. Somehow the finality of the chepsa shel get is dependent on the completion of the divorce, or at least Nisina Ligadisha. Maybe you can have a Nisina al Tanai. That's Tosos, yeah. Josh, you hear that?
Yeah, I think it's a little ambiguous. I think you could read it as making more of a Shema point, just because like the beginning of the underline, it's a see if I get the Shema. Like you have the word the Shema there, which like isn't like totally necessary. So I think
right.
See if I get the Shema part, might be saying that like the Lishma part is not finished. Like
so I think that's even better. Like if you want to say the Lishma is not
you haven't completed the Maisa of
yeah, like the get is not full, like the Lishma is not completely in the get until it's actually used for Gerushin or until it's given over to the woman. I think that's even better if you want to put it that way. Because then you're linking the get Gerushin connection directly to Lishma. It's still different from what the Rav's saying. The Rav's suggestion is that the Lishma means Lishem Nisina Liyada Isha. So the Rav's saying, what does Lishma mean? Tos is saying, what's a get? Tos is saying a get is not considered complete. The Lishma is not completely in there until the giving is complete.
That's
Tosos. That's
still three different. Meaning is one of them, is it a Pepsi God? Not a God, but one of them is saying that the Lishma is
out. The kick you out of shoe now.
One is saying that the Lishma is going
to
get the Fisher pricing.
Fisher pricing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is one of them saying that the get on the Lishma is going to get? Versus the Gerushin. And Tosos would say that
Tosos is saying that the ingredient of Lishma is not completed until the get is given over to the wife on Josh's read.
Which means that Lishma is about the Gerushin also. It's not just about writing the document. It's about her getting it and being born.
It's not about what Lishma is about. It's about when does the Lishma get solidified in the get. Tosa seems to think that it's only considered a Maisa Ksiva Saget with Lishma once the get is given over to the wife. Correct, Benji? That's the Chiddush of Tosos. Which is a Chiddush, because I would have said the get Lichud and the Nesina Lichud.
Right.
The get is finished when the get is finished. And the Lishma is considered Nigmar when it's put into the get. So I think you could view this Tosas as a nice piece of evidence for the liveness of the Lishma until the Gerushin, until the Nesina happens. Moshe?
Why would you need to give a bat on anything now? You didn't do anything.
Why would you need to mivatel anything? The answer is that just because the Gemara is assuming it's out of your hands already. Like you gave the get to a Shliach and the Shliach is going to go ahead with the process. And so it's true that right now nothing's happened yet, or at least that's not Nigmar. But if it continues, then you will be divorced. So you have to pull the plug by being involved in that actively. Good question. Ezra?
So just a question is also, at least according to like the Pshat reading, is that at least his question was, okay, how can, it's a case of how do you do more about the mindset and those work? And his answer is, no, it's not really a
mindset. It's also deeper about the deeper until Nesina Liyada Isha.
Is that true, or is it that it's not kashrut gamar ma'isa? It doesn't make it a dibur. It just makes it not a ma'isa lishma. My question was how. Meaning, it's not still a dibur. It's something else. It's like haskalah. I call it haskalah ma'isa.
Haskalah ma'isa.
And therefore, and I was that's a cut.
Yeah, I think I'll say it's a fine question whether you think within the Cartesian mechanics of asi dibur mivatel dibur lo asi dibur mivatel ma'isa. Can a dibur be mevatel haskalah
samaisa? That's what I mean.
That's the nafka mina.
And that's why, from Tosos, that's why I didn't understand that I had a lot of trouble with Tosos' opinion. It seems that's what he's saying.
Tosos is saying what?
That you can't dibur, how to dibur about the haskalah samaisa.
Unless you're saying that this is nothing until the, like it's not a, like
the. I don't know, the lashon of kashim go gemar maisa, it sounds like it's not gemar maisa, but it's false.
Yeah, maybe it's interesting. Interesting thought.
You're not bothered by it? Or?
I think those just mean that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Should I be bothered by something?
I think that you're raising, your point is really interesting for the, again, the sugya about what could a dibur be mevatel.
Not really.
I would say you could get very granular in the analysis here and ask, well, what is the get kodem nesina? Is that Haskalas Maisa? Is that a Miktas Maisa? Is that pure Dibur? Is it Sof Dibur? So if you want to magnify those characteristics and try to pinpoint what is the get being Chasima Linasina, I think it could be helpful. But for the Lishma discussion, I think it's sufficient that Tosa is saying that the Lishma is not solidified in the get until the Nasina, and until the Nasina can be pulled out. Benji?
What would happen if you were ready to say
Torah to the Shmur? So if you saw that, it's a din of the Achronim. Get very worked up about this. They say, what? Tosas here suggests you can mevatel the Lishma, close mine, you didn't write Leinei Chol Yisrael?
That's not surprising.
But how could you mevatel the Lishma and the stuff that's already there?
Because it's not a full Torah.
Like the half bit that's written. The half bit that's written is Lishma.
This is just an intuition question, but my intuition is that you don't have to have Jesus.
It is meaningless, but if I were to finish the other half, or somebody else were to finish the other half, like, why would that not be?
All of the Shem's name, right?
Well, it has. Yeah, so just, it's not, it doesn't have Kedusha Torah. Right. Right.
Just because I forgot the last three words, like, why does that change the fact that all these things?
Right, why does that mean I could rescind the Lishma from the first part?
Yeah,
right, so I was saying, if you go to. Correct. We'll see the Achronim get very worked up about this. We'll say it's a Pella at this suggestion. But you're right. This is an interesting case where like Achronim's intuitions could just differ from Josh's. Okay. So let's look at our next source here. So we have the Rashba, Gitin Lama Beis and Beis. Benny, you want to read that for us? You're a reader? You want to say that you can't be a Vatal Chavs of Shoget? Why not? So skip to where I'm. Avahacha lo asi dibur.
Avahacha lo asi dibur, she mevatel et get the dibur ve'alma.
But notice he wants to say that the get is considered a maisa, so dibur can't come mivatel maisa. What's the maisa? That's minichtav lishma lishma. So it's against tosos. So again, they're explaining different views, but the chetz shel get is done once it has lishma lishma. Vageatzmecha. So he thinks that the right analogy for being mevatel the get is like trying to mevatel the kesef kedushin, where like, look, that's just an example where clearly the chefetz is closed, that the chefetz is done. Like you can nullify a coin. A coin's a coin. So the thought here is that once they get it, like the chefetz shall get is totally done the moment it's signed. Sealed the Shema. Well, what is that? That from that moment on, the get is unchangeable. So that's like the pure Hefta view of Gittin. Doesn't have to correspond to the husband's active das. Okay. I think the Kesef Kedushin is the strongest model for that perspective. Right? We all agree you can't be mevatel a dollar. It just is a dollar bill.
Document of a dollar.
No, but like a dollar.
Maybe that would have been better on.
Wow.
What?
That like that you do the other side it says it's all about the yeah.
Okay. Look at the Chassam Sofer here. Look at the Chassam Sofer weighing in on this discussion. Anybody prepare this Chassam Sofer? Josh, you got it?
Oh yeah.
So tell us about it. So he cites Tosas that we just read.
Like say outside or inside?
Up to you.
I'll go outside. I think it's like an interesting suggestion the thing that you're being mevatel, forget about the physical get, you're being mevatel the command that you originally gave to the person to write the get. That's what I understood. So I mean, you're being mevatel the dibor, which sounds like he's assuming that the Shema really is about, at the end of the day, it's about the command of the Baal. The command of the Baal is a dibor, not a maisa. So that's what you're getting about, which I find is that.
So which part do you, are you medayik that in?
I think the.
Yeah,
but I said
Yiburo Shabal.
Like, what do you mean Mavato? You're being Mavato, the words that you said before. Or Mela, I get Mato Lagamra. I mean, what you're doing is you're being Mavato, either the Lishma, which equals the command of the Baal, or you don't have to say that. But at the end of the day, you're being Mavato in command. I think it's very interesting.
Meaning you don't think you're being Mavato. It's not just like you're rescinding your Das now. It's
I think you're being Mavato Dibor that you said in the past. You're being Mavato, the Dibor of the command.
Meaning you're rescinding that.
Yeah. But I think it's like a little different than just saying like you're pulling out the Lashmana. Like it's you're really eradicating it like upward. You're being Mavato.
No, yeah. No, I mean, you're operating in Lashma and then there's Mamela the candidate follow-up.
Right.
The jump that you make that only does money.
Well, he explicitly says you're operating the Lashma.
Yeah,
right.
He's for sure on the books like the Rav.
He's saying Lishma's a D-board. Lishma's not an accident. Like, he's saying Lishma's a
D-board. No, I'm saying he jump on the
He's already invented the D-board, and now you're saying, oh, this shit.
That undoes that.
No, that's not saying like that. Move again.
But why is it going to get? Because now it's shown that the get was representation of your position, whatever, is now not facing.
Which is like the earlier explanation.
Was that that's one piece marks? That's one piece marks. Oh, and it's interesting because at the end he like kind of says it's like a top side, but it's like a very different state than the top side.
Yeah. See, it could be. He's definitely working within Tosis's framework of Dibor Mavatel Dibor. He's saying, "What's the Dibor? The Dibor is the Machshava Lishma or the Tziboy Lishma." I thought what's significant here is that he's explicitly taking Tosos into Lishma categories.
That's awesome.
Well, you like Josh.
Well, I don't like him. I don't want to take Josh. I thought of that too. It's not like it was
right.
Josh.
The get is only, so I'll tell you, the way I was medayik here. Notice that he wants to read this into Tosos. After Zel Bechlal Tirits Tosos to get the Chashuv Gemar Maisa.
Right. It's not
Tosos. Is it obviously not Shah? Meaning, because he wants to say that you're Mevata Lishma, the Lishma is only considered a Dibor until the Nesina.
Yeah, but I'm saying it's hard to read what he's trying to say. Like, all Tosos says is just, it's the low Chashuv Gemar Maisa.
What's not considered Gemar Maisa? So the Chamsober is saying the Lishma is not considered.
I mean, he's also adding that aspect of it, the D-board versus the D-board because it's not, there's no Kedusha in the Gad. So then for the D-board,
right.
Like, that all outside of Tosfos.
And the Tosfos is unclear what exactly was in Gomar.
I think Chamsober is saying it's not a mice at all. Like, forget about it, talking like
I think he's saying that, like the Gerushin. Think of just the concept of Gerushin.
So that, yeah.
And like Lishma, what is Lishma? Lishma is like Das Lagarish. So, like, think of it, you start up, well, why is my...
I think this is what I'm saying, but go ahead. Oh, my God.
It starts off as Das Ligarish, then it becomes Dibor or Tziboy or Machshava Ligarish, and then that becomes Maisa Ligarish. It's just like the same thing. Well,
you lost him in the last part. I don't think it becomes a Maisa.
What?
I don't think it ever becomes a Maisa.
It becomes a Maisa once the get is given the Adisha.
Yeah, for sure.
Like the Lishma. You like it?
Because that's how
the Lishma works. The Lishma is just maturing, baking, rising.
Why does that happen?
I'm just throwing out the suggestion for a second. Because we're saying, what becomes the mice, the Lishma? You're saying the Lishma originally is just a Dibor. So long as it's just a Dibor, it can be rescinded. Once the Lishma becomes a Maisa, then it can no longer be done. It can no longer be undone. When does Lishma become a Maisa? When the get is given Liad Isha. Yeah, it's like the...
I think it's wrong to be Maisa.
Maybe it's not. Maybe it's wrong to think of Lishma as like Das, Ligarish, or the Paragol thing.
No, Maisa,
when
they
don't
No, I think it's wrong
to be Maisa. Maisa is what? Like
the... This is like an actual action in particular.
You think it's just the current, it's just the culmination of the gap?
It is good.
Right. Maybe. Maybe. Okay. Let's look at the Achronim here for a second, and I'll take more hands. So bottom of 23, we have the Bechon Wasserman in Kobe Saros. So let's see, what does he say to explain what this idea of Dibor versus Maisa Lishma? So who got a chance to prepare Ayin Vav Yud Aleph? Ezra was very excited about the Kobe Saros.
Good.
He liked the Achronim Shetaros.
It's such a good question. No, I mean, if you're
going to
make me see them, then yeah.
So go. Kasu Tosos, Sopar Kamigarish.
The author is Nigmar, I get any upper level. This is in the first grade. Can't be bothered. Now, if you don't have to go, but if you don't write the whole thing, go to Rav Nachman, the upper level. Rav Nachman, if you only says that you can't be bothered, he agrees that if you haven't finished all the thing, you can't be bothered.
He didn't finish writing it. Maybe point out those that we saw. If he didn't give it yet, it's not considered complete.
Right. The Hari right? He says that a different reason that it's like money and then that's not mivatel.
All right. So the question is like why can't he mivatel? Is it because of a category error that money like you know some things are just not subject to be rescinded and old like they're just things, right? Can't be mavatel this towel paper over here. It just is.
Right, that's his point.
So why does those have these different rationales, right? The most point seems to be different from the rationale of Loas Yidi Mavatel Maisa.
The point is, we have the word they only say bito when like the change is affected by a human.
Not the din. I think the chalos adin is nifal.
How do you translate?
What?
How do you translate
this? I think he's trying to say that there are some things that are
chalos adin.
There are some things that are created by human agency. Like there, it's like a human action that generates it. As it means like the chalos adin is nifal ide adam versus hecha shadin chal me'ila vayde maisa. What? Yeah, it's like certain something happened, an event happens, and then the result occurs. So I think what he's trying to distinguish between is like there are certain actions that require like a higher level of agency to create the chalos versus actions that like shechita, where it's not really the human agency that an action is required.
I don't really get it.
It's a very subtle distinction.
If the easy falls on cows, it's kosher. Did you need a person to check it? Or like, let's say like a guillotine just falls on it and it's shepherd.
No, you need a person to, need a person to shop. But he thinks that even when people are doing things, there's a distinction between the person just like being the locus for the action and the person creating the chalos. It's very subtle. It's too subtle for us?
Yeah, I didn't like this one either. So the next
one. He's very famous for Bochanan. He says this. He thinks that like, yeah, it's for me, it's too subtle for us.
Kind
of like
it. Maybe a better way to say it is that there are certain actions that require das for their creation, and then for those act, those are different from things that are just pure action, no das.
Like what?
Well,
like what?
What are pure actions? Shechita.
You don't need that das to get doing shechita.
Correct. It's just a physical act.
So I'm comparing the
Mishnah, okay? Yeah, it's all Mishnah and Mishnah Chulin.
You can only eat one of
these. All right, look what he says. Look what he says here. Go ahead, Ezra.
The
Sphere
is a little bit, you know, it's got the Shephon, go with the Shephon. Then, actually, again,
so he's saying one view in Tosos,
right? That
the view in Tosos that it's like a coin.
He's saying that it's chomei al yidei kulos.
Exactly, meaning like there's no special ingredient in the get. Yeah, like there's no das injected in there. It's just like
it is the das, the man, the person who's writing.
It is, but it isn't.
And this next line, yeah.
Yeah, it can't be mevudel because it's just like there's nothing to take out. There's no das ingredient.
Okay,
in
but
there.
It still has to be finished for it to be there.
Just like you can't be mevudel half a coin.
Half a coin is nothing. Like it is already mevudel. It's nothing.
No, it's still half a coin.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. A half of a get is nothing. It's already.
It's part that there are certain things where, like, the object just, like, stands on its own. And then there's certain objects that require this, like, human corresponding to human das, etc., where you can always pull the plug on the das. And that's the idea, right?
You know, I'm connected with, like, how abstract the kolos is, maybe, right? Like, meaning, like, no. A close, like, slaughtered cow is, like, pretty, like, okay, like, it's a physical slaughtered cow. And I start talking about, like, you know, making things effectuate divorce and stuff. I think it makes sense to say that, like, these more abstract things require human element a little bit more.
You say not yeah.
But the question is, the human element sometimes could just be a background fact for...
It's how should I get how many love?
No, that's according to one side. According to the other side.
That's which one around another.
Bring to that side, I guess, the place where cow.
Right. Like basically, it's basically, I think there's just a more achronish way of getting the very first point we made, which is the Ramban's two analogies. Like, we all agree that a Sefer Torah requires, like, a special element of Lishma. Whereas a coin is just, like, you just need to get the stamp on in the right way. There's no special human element of for contribution there. So go ahead. So what does he say? About the mashkas of Bereish Parak Hashaleach. Muchaf Tesfirle. Right. So I guess he's just trying to distinguish. Like, he thinks Tosos is fundamentally divided between themselves or between different mesechtas about whether the get has this feature of acquiring koach chalos adam, or is it just the monkey, like a monkey typewriter with certain strictures on the typing. Good. Nafkamina, whether it's subject to bittul on his view.
Yeah.
Okay. Then he goes on.
Yeah, like the next one. Okay. It would be the tikshi because of the shmam bato, ni nami de hachar get lo habi el dibor. Avam in kumako kim shes dibor rishon ro nekra vat makriya in kain nechta the shmam to film eza time you saw me come to Avam.
So how could he ever pull the shma from it?
Right. Vya shlomar. I think this is like the wrong one. The hard, sorry, to see the Shmah, Hagvana, she had them, you have the shame, Grusha, Isha, those, Misha, Siva, Adshah, Skirish. It's a process like that, this from the point of Siva, to the Shah, Skirish, and that to get this guy to be you have to the woman. Ella, the Gaina, she has a Yukon, Zem, Shah, Skirish. Oh, but you need this, this might have you done, at Shah, Siva. The offer should not the loyal is the shim version. The in a hectish again, the commercial posted the shma nasa again, the yuha the girsha isha, those achas version. Giving you back up, you back up here to the shim version, you come above, couple of garishma. Right? At that point, like this, what the process, once you have a break in that process, once you break that process, you then it's no longer good. At low neck are you to the mucker, that you should not say that you have searched a kind of achas version. Like,
I think this last line is the most important.
This is why you can't you put it in Lishma also.
Correct. He's basically saying the Lishma has to be put in Mishas Ksiva. But it's a mistake to think that Lishma is just a dinning Ksiva. Really, the point is that a get has to be Miyuchad L'Gerushe Isha. And it has to contain that Mishas Ksiva Ad Shas Gerushin all the way through. And the ksiva lishma is all a din in getting the get to correspond to that intent all the way through. Correct? It has to at least be there mishas ksiva. But he adds that sarach sheyehe kayim ad shas agirishin. It has to be in existence all the way through until the divorce actually happens.
It's like the
is this like the rub, you think?
I thought you sounded like the rub. Who would say you could reintroduce it with like a factor?
And before Gayerson,
like Gayerson, didn't we say like
Gayerson's special? That might be a special.
No, not the rub here.
Right. If you have an Asina of Nadi Masira, the
Magna. Exactly. And you're like bring back that was good. That was an actual.
Right. I think where this is a little better than I think what this is a little better is that I think this is a strong formulation that lishma is something that's supposed to be kayim all the way through. It's not just an ingredient in the chetzah shel get. In the rub, you don't get that. And what you have here is that hayichut shenasa idea k'siv lishma tsarich sheyehe kayim ad shas gerish, and there can't be any interruption to the lishma. So actually, I think this may be the best formulation of the correspondence theory, that the get is supposed to correspond to the das ligarish throughout the process. Yoni? You love it? Yoni loves it. Romy, do you love it too?
I think that sure.
That's not, that was a no. He says, what is ksiva lishma? He says, not a, basically, he says, it's not a din in ksiva. Hadid tzar ksiva lishma, kavana shehe get miyuchad l'shin geirshe isha zos, mishas ksiva ad shas geirshin. It means that this get has to be miyuchad l'shin geirshe isha zos. It's got to carry that feature all the way through. I think this is the strongest formulation of that live das theory. Like, it's like Zev saying, like, what is the, it's, what's the significance of Perish Mishnayis? Oh, it's the Rambam's view. Not just something that a kid wrote in on his way from Spain to Egypt, wearing a turban. No, it's the view of the Rambam. That's a, what's the get? The get is, it's the husband's, Das Gershin, Miuchad Gershin, Mishas Ksiva, Shas Gershin. It's got a, there's a temporal thickness to the get. It's not just a slice of, like, oh, you poured the ingredient in of Lishma when you wrote the get.
I guess I'm thinking about whether or not that.
Benji, it's a four-dimensional object. The get's a four-dimensional object, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everything's a four-dimensional object.
Wait, why didn't you just call Benji on that one?
What?
He's our resident metaphysician. Not you. What?
Not you.
Benji's our resident metaphysician. What?
I'm not a practicing practitioner.
In training. You only have a hand?
Yeah. This concept of the bath being carried through the whole way. Just if you can, up until the, you know, if verbally you can kind of remove the lishma, doesn't there need to be a confirmation lishma before anything? I mean, verbally?
It's an interesting question. So maybe Adi Mesira Karti would make that. So when we saw a discussion with the Nisinasi lishma, this is a din that we saw in the Gemara at the end of Masechta. The Chacham Sofer, I think, said that you get stam lishma for the nesina once it's already injected at the beginning.
Okay.
But
I'm saying, up until the nesina, you can just say, you can verbally kind of get rid of the lishma, shouldn't you have to
confirm?
Yeah, verbally.
Interesting suggestion. You might say that once the lishma is put in, it's there until you take it out.
But innocent until
it's lishma until it's changed. The chiddush is that it could still be taken away. But yeah, it's, you might say stam lishma from that moment on. Moshe?
Other than the fact that it would give rise to a lot of issues, you don't say that. We said that if the get is strong enough to withstand his fickle mind.
Yeah.
Really forth. I think he goes to sleep at night saying, I'm 100% going to keep the mouth on his get tomorrow. But it's delta. Why? If we're saying connected to his dad, it's not really his dad. It's his
right.
Verbal response.
Yeah, it's a good question. So Moshe wants to know, let's say the husband really did change his mind internally, right? Would that be a problem? Do you like that answer? Or do you like Esther's grumble of an answer? Well, oh, he said, Dvarim Shebelevin Dvar, meaning you do need some objective criteria in law for like das. Just like lo sachmod is maybe not to have, it's not to not have a fleeting desire for something. It's like to start strategizing about how you're going to take it. So there just has to be some benchmark that's reached for, like if it's fleeting around in your head, ligaresh, lo ligaresh, that's not significant. But once it's like stated in front of two edim, I want to be able to get, that's considered like substantial das. I think it's okay. I think that when we get into edus, you'll see that the halacha thinks that for a statement to have real seriousness to it, it has to be said in front of two edim. You see that in Dine Mominus all the time. Like if you just say something in conversation, even that's, you could say Meshata Anibach, I'm messing around with you, JK. But like if you say it in front of two witnesses, like then you lose, like you can no longer assert that, because when two witnesses evidence something and you say it in front of them matter of factly, then it's given legal significance. Right, so you just have to say that like the halacha doesn't give legal stature to them, like just merely what you're thinking in these, like for like a serious thing like this, or even something that you utter to somebody else in casual conversation. And for it to rise above that, it has to be declared from two witnesses. That's why two witnesses play such a prominent role in Klivas I get and Asinas I get. We'll get to that. Josh?
Did you say your reason cases that you take text messages and say that decides the case, but that's not from two
in? It's really tricky, those texts. So it's just... Text messages are really crazy. It's really difficult to know like what the status of text messages should be.
But it sounds like they do count, like Lamaisa.
So I think that there's, given that all text messages are saved forever, like, yeah, there's certain things, something you say in a text message could be viewed as like more, like it's like writing something, it's like you're better than two edim because you're saving it for all time and eternity.
Can you say that? Good stuff.
Your great grandkids will know what you texted. Bad. You know.
What's that if you deleted it, though?
What?
What's that if you delete it? It's less.
You think you could delete it. Right.
So, you want to share that case
now? I'll think about the case in a second. Let's talk about the Abnezer. The case itself is not so complicated. It's more it's like interesting which Simon and Kufna and Dalid should control it. The Abnezer in Simon Shin Samech Tes. Anybody prepare this Abnezer? Is it you, this also? Yeah. Oh, Yoni, you got it? Great. So Yoni's gonna. So tell us what's going on, Drazen. He cites Tosos, Hikshiba Tosos.
Try to start rolling it. Okay.
Yeah, you start with Hikshiba Tosos. So Tosos says the machshava can't be motzi mide ma'aseh, like I can't be batel sefer Torah, tier 2. Good, a machshava. Benji, listening?
Yeah.
Okay, listen to this. The machshava
de Bram. The sefer Torah at time they may offer the batel mission the machshava ain't a motzi mide ma'aseh. By sefer Torah, the reason why you're not in the batel is that machshava is a motzi mide ma'aseh. The who pella, the other baru, the sefer Torah, afilu machaksat otio, even if you erase some of the letters in the sefer Torah, dave maisa levato, that would be seemingly considered a maisa levato. We call makam who be kushasa, the shara sefer Torah, levato, kushasa.
Yeah. So his point is like what Tosis is this whole thing of dibor, mice, the Cartesian mechanics, it's really a category mistake when you're talking about these objects. Because really, like a sefer Torah, even if you were to do a maisa, it's not nullifiable, right? It's just like it just has this status that is irrevocable. It's not about the vector math of the mechanics, right? So it's a pella, right? And it's, I like when Achronim get upset at the Rishonim. Nah, I think this is a good example of that. I don't know what Tosis is saying. It makes no sense. Okay, and then he says, we'll put that aside for a second. He says, if a guf kusha satosos, he says, I'm going to give you an answer.
Nira.
Vyakar, yeah, so go ahead. So let's read it.
Vyakar, beget Isha, Dama Lapregation Tama. We say that Isha loves Dama Gershon Tama. The Sarva Farish, she calls for the Shema, Kashav Makshava Vridasa. When you say that when you write it Rishma, that's considered like a lesser form than Makshava.
Yeah, this is a really interesting thing that the fact that a stam sefer Torah is lishma, whereas a stam isha is lav l'gershon amedas, he thinks that somehow affects the status of the actual lishma.
And because she starts off as
exactly because beget isha stam lav l'gershon kaima, meaning zvachim dat beis. Therefore, and that's why tzarich lafari shakosu lishma chashav machshava gredasa. The lishma in a get is a very tenuous thing. It has the legal status of a machshava. Mashen gave a sefer Torah to distumble lishma kaima. Sidesosos. Al karchach, read that phrase. To lo mifsal.
To lo mifsal ella in kosbo beferish. To lo lishma. Kochatav in maisa.
So this is a very fascinating move that Adonizer makes. He links up the question of stama lishma with how brittle you think the actual lishma is. So because the stam isha is lav l'gershon omedes, so the lishma has to be doing a lot. Right? It's very tenuous. Because it's doing a lot, it's very tenuous. Like you're trying to go, you're going against the momentum of the forces of the marriage. Whereas Sefer Torah, like he's thinking, Stam Sefer Torah is Likdusha made, so like the Lishma is going consistent with the grain of a Sefer Torah. Like there's this object of Kedusha that's being written, and you're just kind of thinking in line with the nature of this object. With Gershon, you're thinking contrary to the grain of the bonds of marriage. Right? Like that, he thinks that's all derivable from stam isha lav l'gershon amedes. And what's the significance of that? He thinks the significance is how easy is it to be mevatel. So he thinks that's why a sefer Torah can't be mevatel, but get isha can be.
Is that parallel thing common to love?
What?
Is that parallel thing common
to love? No, because I don't think it's chal me'ela. I mean, you don't need machshava l'shem sefer Torah at all.
Yeah, I mean, we did like I feel like it's sort of similar, but then by isha, you need something in order to like activate the isha.
Yeah, or activate the gershon.
Meaning also to activate the isha because she's stam lav l'gershon.
Right. Yes, this is the same as saying that you can write a sefer Torah without having any das l'shma and it would still be kosher. Because we would say stama lishma, like the sefer Torah activates itself. Like it's in the nature of the sefer Torah to have kedusha. It's not in the nature of the woman or the marriage to have gerushin. So you need the lishma to do that. Okay. So he thinks that's why a get always has the status of machshava greda, whereas sefer Torah has the status of maisa. So basically, it's a really striking move to associate those concepts of stama lishma versus machshava shloshma with this question of whether it's kedibor or whether it's kemachshava or kemaisa. But ikar, just 1 second, gimel.
The ikar machshmir li the hina l'chora kasha the machshayat bitla leget the machshayat bitla leget vishlama vishlicha shayat bitla sheshubla yeshbucho. It makes sense that by shlicha, obviously bitla makes bitla kind of what to do with shlicha because after mevatel then shuva lo yeshbucho. The shliach is not going to be shliach anymore. But who goes to Me'elah? He's like doing it by himself, sort of like disconnected. The tzarich lomar the bittul, I guess, meaning so what people end up doing by get, the tzarich lomar the bittul ha-get, hu kmo bittul ha-kli. The kevan sheshuv ein arotza l'garish bo ein olam yirush.
That's a really important statement, right? He's saying once the husband no longer wants to get divorced, then what does that mean? In omer legerushin, like the marriage is no longer subject to divorce. The who he says it's analogous to. Yeah, so notice there's a conflation here or an equation of the husband's desire to get divorced with lishma. And he says, whenever the sofer writes, if the husband rescinds the lishma, it's as if the sofer wrote it lechatchila without a tzivui baal. Hachanami, kivan sheshuv eina rotza legarish bo. Go ahead.
Hachanami, kivan sheshuv eina rotza legarish bo, lada lishma. The hakach, and then lach to the garish bo, and he goes back and does want to, lochash lishma, ap she'ashav omen the garish bo, if I not to pay.
Yes, this Nasa Kecheres language is bad for Rumi because he's definitely saying the get itself is like Kecheres now. It's Kecheres HaNishbar. But it's totally annihilated. What's the matter, Ezra?
No.
Okay. So he thinks that the actual difference here, I think this is a statement of Lishma being a live ingredient of the Das Habar. Correct, Josh? I think this is maybe even better formulation than the Kovetz Aros, Ezra. Ezra.
That's what connects it to opening the Gerushin, then. It's a little different.
Well, he thinks that like in order for the Gerushin to work, it sounds, you need the husband to be on board, like you need the Das Mitchila Beatzo. Right? That's related to this, I guess, the stama lav le Gerushin by this. About the Sefer Torah, you contrast it with the Sefer. Go ahead, Yoni.
The Lishma Didei L'Shem Kedusha. The Kevan Shem Tziadeish Al-Korsha L'Shem Kedusha.
The Lodami L'Gad.
The Lodami L'Gad. The Lishma Didei L'Shem Omer L'Garish. The Kevan Shem Nimlach L'Garish Shodein Omer L'Garish.
So that's the key point. That the Lishma of a get is omed legarish, shehe omed legarish. Like the lishma is not just like lishem gerishin, lishem baal, lishem isha, or even lishem the baal legarish is ishto. It's tethered to the wanting divorce. And then once you no longer want the divorce, you no longer have that dimension of omed legarish. So then,
the lishma sort of sounded like lishem baal legarish is ishto.
What?
I thought it sort of sounded like lishem baal legarish.
If the husband still wants that. Like the sofer could have das, l'shem balagarish yishto, but it's only valid das of the get if it actually corresponds to what the husband's thinking. Like, meaning it's almost like the equivalent within the marriage of l'chisha echnesena agarshena. Like that can't be a live das lagarish if there's no marriage to dissolve. Right? So you could have l'shem pony the garish yishto, but they're not married. Same here, where they are married, but the husband's not, he's not thinking that, then you lose the lishma and the get in the same way. Okay. Mashenki b'sefer Torah, shekim sh'nechtav lishma, l'shem kedushasu. Sefer Torah, it's just, you know, one moment injection of lishma, and then it's kosher from then on. So he has a very nice nafkamina here that he discusses, which is whether you can mevatel, there's a whole din in the postgame, can mevatel ishtar mamon. If you write a shtar for mamon, and then you want, if you write a shtar for dina mamonis, then you want to pull the plug on the shtar. Can you evolve all that? So what do you think?
No.
He says no, because it's a special din in lishma. It's a special din in lishma, l'shem gerishin, stam isha lava gerishin amedes, that you require this active live ingredient. And that the rutzon, the das, the shtar has to correspond to the lishma of the husband. Or the lishma has to correspond to the das of the husband. But for regular shtar and dina mamonis, we don't have that feature. He thinks that you can't be mevatel him. All right, some things to just think about. We'll stop here for the makoros analysis. Some things to think about that I'm still on the fence in the sugya about, but you should think about on your own. And Ezra, you'll find Raya's one way or the other, is it's still, or I haven't seen any clear ways of differentiating between lishma, that's a din, and personalization. Sorry, we spoke about this a little bit. Lishma, that's about making sure that the get is personalized to the wife and the husband. Like, what would be the intrinsic significance of that as distinct from lishma as manifesting the husband's desire, ligarish? Meaning, you could see, like, the din is, you need the lishma is dasa ba ligarish ishto, let's say. So there is a degree of personalization, ligarish as ishti plonis. So the dinim all have this personalization. The question is that significant in and of itself because the personalization is somehow central to the notion of lishma? Or is that just a feature of the lishma being the ratzon desire to dissolve the union that mimela has to be personalized? But it's hard to tell from these makoros whether the halacha sees any significance in the personalization of the lishma. So I think that's something that's worthwhile thinking about. Ned, you'll find us some interesting discussion on that front. You'll look into it. I think the other important question here that's also hard to nail down is the extent to which the lishma is meant to make the decision more serious. Like by requiring a very specific lishem, the isha that he wants to divorce, like requiring the husband to state that to the sofer. So it's worth trying to figure out if anybody weighs in on why does the halacha require him to state lishem ishti plonis, not just for the specification of the names. But even I don't know if the right way to go here is psychologically, like to make the husband ruminate on the decision of divorce to divorce his wife. But it'd be good if there was some way to find Rishon. You're not gonna find Rishonim, but Achronim who weigh in on that feature of lishma. All right. So let's stop here for this sugya. I think we'll do a week of Chazara now. We'll do the regular shir schedule for Chazar Shirim. And then we'll do Bechinas before Pesach. And then I guess it probably just makes sense to start with Ede Mesira, Ede Chasima Karti. But maybe should I just tell you like which Makoros to review for the Chazar Shirim? Like if you want to just like Chazar, you don't have to, but I'll say like we'll yeah, we can start with Get Yashan.
And we're also doing
all that we have. Then what?
People should get, feeling Irish.
Yeah, hopefully we'll get up to feeling Irish. So, yeah. Ideally, we'd cover everything through this month. We'll see. We'll see how much time we have. What? We'll see. We'll see how far we get.
Okay. After it.
Go ahead.